With you, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John was clothed in camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. And at that time, Jerusalem and all of Judea and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan River, and they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these very stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan in his hand, he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Since we began late because of a parking crisis, I will give a very brief homily. And in order to make time for our guest, Deacon Ryan, who will speak to us about Bethlehem and about an orphanage in Bethlehem, an orphanage. And he is very familiar and he is on a great mission. So I'll just speak for a few minutes by way of a homily and keep the time for Deacon Ryan. On this Sunday and on next Sunday, the first reading is from Isaiah, speaking about a time of harmony. The messianic age, when Jesus comes, the one who is foretold, we will have a time of harmony. The wolf lay down with the lamb. And somebody said, "Well, the lamb won't get much sleep," but that's okay. But we'll have harmony. And it's not harmony in society. It's harmony inside of us. It's harmony in our church. It's harmony in our families. That's the messianic age. And then we get to John the Baptist in the Gospels. He's preaching a rigorous doctrine. He knows who Jesus is, and his mission is to point out to the people who the Messiah, who Jesus is. But he does not know the gospel of Jesus. He doesn't preach the gospel of Jesus, and that will become a crisis for him that we'll deal with next Sunday. It becomes the undoing of him in the end. A couple of things are important. He's not preaching in the desert. The Greek word is eremos, which means a wilderness. That's important in the gospel because the wilderness suggests and aloneness, someplace solitary, some reflective place. He's preaching repentance, not a good translation of metanoia, which is the Greek. Meta meaning change, nous in Greek means your mind. It means change your mind about something. Change your mind. So we'll deal with all that next week. Let's give you one small example how to translate the eremos, the wilderness, and metanoia to change your mind into the present age, into our life. Give you one example. 11 years ago, a very close friend of mine, like a brother, who was facing his death, he had terminal cancer, well advanced in his cancer, close to dying, and he said to me, "Would you be free to go for a week of retreat with me so that I could prepare for my death?" And I said, yes. So we went to the desert. Not the Eremos, we went to Indian Wells. I have a friend down there who had a home that he wasn't using. So we stayed there for a week. And we talked, we told stories, we prayed together, we reflected on the meaning of life, we shared the Eucharist every day. That's the Eremos. That's a place to which every one of us wants to go sometime, especially during the season of Lent, of Advent, where we take a second look, change your mind about something, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of John the Baptist. So wonder with me, in preparation for next Sunday, think about it this week. What is it that you need to change your mind in order to experience the harmony, the sense of togetherness inside myself now and in my family and in our church? We'll talk about that next week. Amen.